This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Text a second ago that says, "Remember Zip to Zap? We got to do that, Tom. Yeah. We got to do a Zip to Zap. You know, and we'll do it the right way. We won't break any laws.
So we're going to do a zipper merge to zap.
Maybe that's what made him think of it. All that zipper merge talk last hour, and now they're thinking about Zip to Zap. I love it. I love it.
Let's do
exactly.
it.
Let's do it. Remember when I was in Medora on Friday? We had a listener text a suggestion about something we should start planning now, maybe for next year, and it was, what was it again? It was have a What's On Your Mind picnic at Medora, I think. Something along those lines.
I like that idea.
I do, too. Yeah, Todd and I
got love being there. Just when you cross over the interstate and you go down the hill, don't you just feel a sense of calm right then? Like you're in the, getting into a cocoon.
No question.
Okay?
No question about it.
I love it there.
Can't even begin to tell you. Absolutely love it. Yeah. Speaking of Medora, we're gonna talk a little bit about Medora right now on the program with Randy Hotzenbühler. Randy is, of course, a person that spent a lot of years at Medora. Great leadership there for the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation. And there are only a few days left of the musical and all the fun there. We want to ask Randy a little bit about that and what the future looks like and all the things that are going on there. It's really a lot of fun. Then we're going to talk with Anthony Feary. He's the columnist and broadcaster that's written the book Pulse Attack, The Real Story Behind the Secret Weapon That Can Destroy North America. Then Chris Berg coming up, more on the week that was or is for President Trump. We're going to... Chris and I think are of a little different opinion, so we might battle it out and need you to weigh in here, folks. On
Wait, what?
Yeah, we are. We're a little different on, you
know. There was a topic where that would be the case.
The approach of Donald Trump, just a little bit different. Just a little bit different. So we'll do that before we're done, too, and welcome more of your calls, questions, and comments on what's on your mind. But right now, let's get Randy in here. How about that? And find out what is happening at Medora. And let's start with the... we're a handful of days left. I think less than 20 days left in the musical, and I know we always take a look at the numbers. How's things going so far?
This has been a terrific season, far better than I had hoped for because of the early season heat and drought. Sometimes that takes you down, but instead we've had an improving year. We're going to end up with maybe the second best year we've ever had, even better than last year.
And what are you most proud of? What are the highlights you think that have been the big buzz this year?
There's so many, but you just came out of a gospel brunch show. That is the second season we put it on. Last year we averaged about 66 people in this nice, intimate little theater. This year we're averaging about 165, selling it out two out of every three shows. And people love that that's part of the fabric of Medora. They walk away from this feeling good. Similarly, when you go to the musical, I never get tired of being at the top of the escalator and having people express their pride of country and pride of state. I'll never get tired of that.
Well, me either. Smile like Harold Schaefer when I hear it every time, and I love the Hometown Heroes theme this year and the Medora sign, which is another nice little touch.
Oh, isn't that
too.
Fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, and when I first saw the sign, I didn't know how I would like it. And then immediately at the start of the show, when you see how they're using it to build the Hometown Heroes, and, you know, part of our mission is to tell and celebrate the life of Theodore Roosevelt and Harold Schaefer. And isn't it awesome to hear those incredible stories? And they're just a handful of them. But the best part about it, the best part, Scott, is when people tell you they leave that show and they say they want to do more for their community.
Yeah, you get a sense of people really rallying around the message.
It is. And, this is my 30th season in Medora, and it's something I remember maybe 10, 15 years ago. One guy said,
one guy said. What did he say, Todd? You know what he said?
No.
Now I'm really interested in what he said.
So you need to go to Medora.
It's the problem when you record an interview. We recorded this on Saturday out of Medora right after the musical. Let's see if we can find out what happened in the audio file here.
That you're celebrating your state and you're celebrating the country and you're proud to be able to have faith-based activities and celebrate them and feel good. It's you're not pushing anything. It's just a part of the community, and we're really happy about that.
One thing I always encourage people that have never been to Medora, especially North Dakotans that have never been to Medora, to really do it, or if you've been here maybe many, many years ago and haven't been here, it just seems to really, you found a sweet spot now of hospitality that's really pretty extraordinary. People need to come see all the new parts of Medora, don't they?
Thank you. I think Bill Sorensen, who is such a big part of what happens out here, he and I have visited for years that in a small way, we kind of want to be the Branson of the North. You have in the Gospel Brunch a show that's as good as anything you will see in Branson. In the Medora musical, there's no show like it in the country. Now you can go downtown and you can see Jared Mason start on Broadway. You can see the best reenactor of Theodore Roosevelt anywhere in the world. You cannot come to Medora and spend one night because there's so much. And then, you know, we're out here on a beautiful patio. In a short while, there's going to be free live music entertainment. It's happening. There's just a lot of things going on in town, and people have sensed it over the last, like you say, maybe the last 6 to 10 years. A lot has been done. We're so fortunate. So many people help us. You know, we're a nonprofit organization, and the people of North Dakota love this place, and they've helped us. They've improved the facility so much, and we've been able to do a better job with the services.
Everything's better. I mean, is there accommodation for the volunteers and the new Life Center now? And I mean, all the things that are out here, the Bully Pole, the golf course, I want to remind folks about it. And the Badlands Motel's been upgraded, very nice.
It's a new motel.
Yeah, Rough Riders like staying in downtown Minneapolis. I mean, it's great.
And I'm going to share this. I hope that people who, especially in the Red River Valley, they've been waiting for the day that the bunkhouse will be no more.
I understand it's coming.
It's
huh?
coming. We're going to replace it, upgrade it. It's still going to, it's going to be much improved over what's there now. That's exciting. We have a big project to get done between now and next June, but that's something for people to look forward to. I won't share the name of the new facility, but it's got a great historical reference, and it will also celebrate the area. And I'm going to finish, Scott, with this thought. You know, we almost everything kind of starts and ends with Harold. He did this thing for North Dakota, and we were just kind of proudly saying it's better. And I say that happily. Because, you know, I think about even Governor Burgum's comments that when he took office, that we start from a position of gratitude. We are so thankful for everything that has been done. And I love what the governor said, that we have to have the humility and be humble enough to know that we can do better. And I think about Harold. I believe he would be more pleased than anybody. Nobody would be disappointed to say that it's better than when Harold started. It's exactly what he wanted. And I just see that continuing. The end of the season is so important. We've got less than 20 days of the musical, and then the fall is going to be busy with the golf course. But if you have not been out to see the Medora musical this summer, it's a fantastic show. It's important that we finish strong. I'm really optimistic that we will, and we want to invite everybody to get out to the Badlands.
Well said. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you.
That's Randy Hansenbuehler from the North Dakota, or from the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation, which was featured, by the way, yesterday in the New York Times. Headline said, a Star-Spangled Review kicks up its heels in the Badlands. Did a review of the musical. Can't believe it. New York Times could use more of what they have to offer in Medora. All right, let's get Hank in here, who's been waiting to weigh in on the road, and then we have our guest. We track down our guest, our author, that'll join us right after the break here. So go ahead, Hank, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, just a couple of things. Who in North Dakota does it look like is going to run against Senator Heitkamp?
The names that are out there are, of course, Congressman Kevin Cramer, who has said he's considering it, but seems a little bit reluctant to join the swamp of the Senate. But a lot of people want him to run. The president wants him to run. Okay, and that's been made quite clear. I think a few others. Tom Campbell has said we can't wait, so I am starting now. I'm not going to wait for Kevin to decide. We got to start right now, and I'm in this race to win it. And so you see TV ads already, unheard of. that they're beginning as early as they are. Tom Campbell's another one. Rick Becker is another who's made a name for himself in the state house, was a candidate for the governor's race, and would be of a sort of a libertarian tilt. I think, going to buck the Republican Party on a number of things. Kathy Nassett is a name that's been out there. I think it largely was a case of people believing that Kevin Cramer was not going to run. We got to find somebody, and some folks approached to Kathy Nassett, asked her to consider it. I know Kathy. She's an incredible person. She has a world-class company at Nassett Consulting Services in Tioga. She's one of the busiest women on the planet Earth. I cannot imagine she'd be a candidate, so I think that one is not a possibility. Those are the ones that have been mentioned, but you can be sure there'll be a lot of people thinking, hey, pick me. Rick Berg, I guess, is another one. Former congressman, who, of course, lost to Heidi for the Senate race. I've heard his name, and I know he's been on Washington, D.C., poking around about potentially running. So those are the names. The more the merrier at this point, because ultimately the Republican delegates decide. But I think get the campaigns going, and obviously Tom Campbell started that. We'll see what Kevin Cramer does. I'm with you. It's important. Hang on, if you would, on the one other thing. We've got to do that on the other side of the break because I'm up against it. And the author of Pulse Attack is coming up. From great deals on fidget spinners to firewood. NDSU attire. Buy one, get one free. IGOG sunglasses and flip-flops. There's plenty of summer left, and PetroServe USA is here to help. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon. Look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. It's customer-owned by people just like you, and it's 100% American-made fuels. PetroServe USA, the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's energy fields, allowing you to save money. PetroServe USA giving away $50,000 in PetroServe giveaways. You can register weekly for those because new names are drawn every single week. Superb customer service, clean, bright stores. The next time you need gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, or a car wash, choose PetroServe USA. And don't forget the 4 for $4 special, the hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two of those great cookies and a 20-ounce drink all day, every day, four items, $4. From PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is better with a cookie. I have on good authority everything's better with a cookie, and a really good cookie can like make your day that much better. And there are really good cookies waiting for you at PetroServe USA. The toughest part will be deciding, do I want the M&M? Do I want the oatmeal raisin? Do I want the peanut butter? Do I want the chocolate chip? And they're all really, really good. So take a cookie break. They are the best at PetroServe USA.
And you also get a great deal with that lunch special, but it's really a dinner special. It's a breakfast special because they have great breakfast pizzas all day, every day. PetroServe USA locations have the 4 for $4 special. So you get four items for $4, and it's a hot stuff personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, and two of those world-class cookies. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. We are zipping and we are zapping all over the place here today. Let me finish with Hank, and then I'm going to bring in our next guest, Anthony Theory, author of the book Pulse Attack, that I want you to pay very close attention to today. So, Hank, last quick point. Go ahead.
Hey, one thing. The caller back a ways talked about we need to get in and help Trump and how can we help him. I think what we need to do, Trump needs some help in that Senate as well as the House. I wish that, Scott, you would get out there, and I would be more than happy to help here, too. I can help you in one state. I come from Arizona. We need to identify those that we really know they're going to get in and really help President Trump fulfill his agenda. I think it's going to take longer than what he thought because I don't think he anticipated the pushback from the established Republicans that he's hitting. So I would suggest to people, let's try to get out and identify in other states where other Senate races and House races are, the people we know of that are going to support him. Let's get money to them.
Good suggestion, Hank. And I would tell you, I've been very impressed with Tom Campbell's answers to that question and his TV ads in which he's talking about he wants to go to Washington and fight with Trump. He's talking about he supports the Trump agenda. I mean, in the middle of probably top three most challenging times for Donald Trump right now, between his campaign and presidency, in the amount of onslaught of criticism, and that's what you're hearing on the television and the radio, I see here, coming in a couple of days. That's very good. We want him on the radio, too. So, but I'm with you, Hank. That's a good question for him. And certainly Kevin Cramer is proved his chops there as well. He's not afraid to criticize him when it's necessary, but he's been right there with him, and he sees the bigger picture. So I think that's very important. All right, let's see here. Let me get in, Anthony. Pulse Attack is the book, the real story behind the secret weapon that can destroy North America. Anthony, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Scott. Great to be here.
Why did you get interested in this topic? What brought you to this concern over a pulse attack?
Oh, great question. So a couple years ago now, I met up with former CIA Director Jim Woolsey. He was director under the Bill Clinton years. He later became an advisor to Donald Trump's then campaign for the presidency. And we met to talk about the Iran deal, something completely disconnected. He was a little concerned that President Obama's approach to the Iran deal, not so good. And we're having this great conversation, and I'm a syndicated columnist up in Canada, and I wrote some columns on it. Before I was leaving, they said, hey, do you have a couple of minutes? There's this other thing we're trying to raise awareness from. And they tell me about electromagnetic pulse attacks, which I thought I'd really only heard about in, you know, a couple blogs and movies. And I thought maybe it's sort of like a not-so-true thing, a bit of a conspiracy thing. I don't know. But wait a second. These guys are really serious guys, you know, the former head of the CIA. So I wrote some articles for it for the papers. And even still, I was almost a I don't want to say a skeptic, but I thought surely it can't be as wild as everyone's making it out to believe. I embarked on an incredible amount of research, reading science documents from the 40s and so forth, and I am just amazed now that how real this story is, how urgent it is, and I'm surprised that more people are not talking about it and dealing with it, which is why I wrote pretty much the first nonfiction book for the general public that's ever been written on it.
Glad you did. I read the book, and we were just talking off air, the book One Second After, and somebody recommended it to me repeatedly, so I finally said I got to do this. Newt Gingrich wrote the foreword for it. And the author is a retired general who, you know, knows more than we know about this particular situation and what the Pentagon knows about it. And you mentioned you've talked to him as well. So these two go together very well. If somebody just, you know, got dropped off the turnip truck, what do they need to know about what this is? What are we talking about?
Well, back during sort of the Trinity tests and gearing up for you know, nuclear armament and nuclear tests and then the Manhattan Project and so forth, they started realizing there might be other things going on with nuclear detonations and just the crater that happens and meets the eye. And then in the 60s, during the arms race, they were doing atmospheric tests, both the U.S. government and the Russian government. And at around the same time, they were doing these tests up in the atmosphere, and then they realized 500 kilometers away, because these were done in the middle of the Pacific, far 500K from Hawaii, they realized, well, wait a second, these lights on various streets have gone out in Hawaii, short-circuited. Is there a connection? So they sent technicians down, they got in ladders, they took a look, and they said, yeah, we think that something came out of this nuclear detonation up in the atmosphere. And that's what led them to realize that a side effect of a nuclear detonation up in the sky is to send this electromagnetic pulse waveform, very high energy waveform, this gamma ray interaction, that if this actually gets into electronics, it can fry them. And they realized, well, if it gets into power lines, maybe it can travel along them, short circuit them, maybe even, I don't know, blow up the transformer stations. And Russia, I found out, Scott, they actually did a test on Kazakhstan, which was one of their own countries and part of the USSR. They took out the whole grid for all of Kazakhstan.
And this isn't like when the grid gets taken out and so the power goes out like it does in a blizzard or some repair needed or whatever and it's back in a day or two. I mean, this is changing the way of life. The book One Second After scared the death out of me, mostly because again it was based on a story that is it is fiction in that they take a North Carolina town and they talk about the impacts of how this once this happened. What happened, and it just rips your heart out. But the point is that it's real enough to be a serious discussion within the Pentagon, as you say. And how would you describe life for people after one of these attacks?
Well, exactly. It's not just that your iPhones don't work and you can't watch Netflix. Everything that relies on electronics stops working. Well, hold on a second. That's everything. That's grandma on her dialysis machine. My son born a couple of years ago was in the preemie ward. I hate to think what would happen if we'd lost the power then. And then, well, wait a second. Those are just what happens after a couple of days. What about after a few weeks? How do we get the water out of the ground? A lot of people's sump pumps have electricity in cities. I mean, you need electricity to do everything. Uh-oh. We have to go back to living like we lived back before there was electricity. We got a problem on our hands here because our modern way of life, the electronic civilization, just can't sustain the population we have today. So you're looking at the Walking Dead minus the zombies.
What should people do about this? How can they make a difference?
Well, the bizarre thing is, Scott, the solution is actually relatively simple. There are not surge protectors to deal with electromagnetic pulse issues. I mean, we have our surge protectors on our TV and our computers and so forth, but there are very large, credible engineering industrial firms out there that have patents and products to deal with this. And there's been legislation proposed by a few politicians in America. You mentioned Newt Gingrich is very involved in this topic. They just want to see that when you're replacing your parts in the electricity grid, you replace them with EMP-compliant parts so that you don't have the worst-case scenario. So one, that's the part. Number two, we just need to do more research. JFK brought in the partial test ban treaty in the 60s. That meant you can't do atmospheric nuclear detonations anymore. That's pretty much a good thing as it calmed down the Cold War and the arms race. However, it means we stopped learning stuff about EMP. We're not exactly sure just how bad this could get, Scott, so we have a major information deficit still.
One more question for you. Hang on, if you would, through another break, if you can. And we'll continue with our conversation. Then Chris Berg from Point of View coming up on What's On Your Mind. Zip, zap, zig, zag. Here we're doing it today.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
H.A. Thompson and Sons. Talk about them often on this program because of the ability for you, if you own or manage a business, to affect your bottom line. We're looking out for you here, and so are the good folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons, Link Service Contractor, providing cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements. If you own a building, if you're a business owner, call them. They're maintaining the mechanical heating and cooling systems of more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains right now. And as that bottom line gets tighter and tighter and tighter, this is something that can make a big difference and avoid big surprises and big disruptions to your plans. 223-3393, HATandSons.com. A couple more minutes with Anthony Feary, post-media syndicated columnist across Canada, broadcaster as well, and author of a new book, Pulse Attack, The Real Story Behind the Secret Weapon That Can Destroy North America. Before I let you go, question from our audience, and also a question I have. What I thought was timely about your book is North Korea and what's happening. What do we know about North Korea and their weapon of choice, if you will? Would it be an SMP attack through one of their missiles?
Well, right now we just don't know, and that's alarming. Obviously, North Korea is just going to say they want to obliterate America anytime they possibly can. So their words, you take them with a grain of salt. What we do know is that North Korea has the parts capable to do an EMP attack. They've got a satellite that goes across continental America every day, the KSM-3 satellite. Now, if that had some sort of warhead on it, which we're pretty much positive doesn't, but if they found a way to make that happen, they could do an atmospheric detonation across continental U.S. Maybe they want to launch one. A few years ago, a North Korean vessel was stopped in the Panama Canal, and they found hidden under all of the sugar, and you think, oh, under the sugar, they're going to find what? They're going to find, you know, cocaine or something like that? No, they found weaponry that would be really conducive to an EMP attack. They were doing a deal with Cuba about it. So we're not sure. The problem is it's very alarming, and this is asymmetrical warfare. If you take out the U.S. power grid, well, that almost, you know, puts the U.S. at its mercy more than anything else. And can you imagine one, you know, crazy rogue state dictator being able to do that? It's the North Korean element when it comes to EMP is very alarming.
Do your research on this, folks. Read these, Pulse Attack. If you want, you know, kind of a flavorful story about what a pulse attack would look like, read One Second After. I'll send you a paperback for a couple of bucks and take this on. Before I let you go, one last question from a listener. Jamie asks, what would rather an EMP attack affect battery-powered equipment and gas generators?
A fantastic question. In the book, which by the way is available at Amazon.com, I look at all the different variables there. I mean, it depends on certain factors, but the bottom line is yes. Now, something is going to be more damaged if it's plugged into the grid at the time, and the pulse is sort of going through the grid, then you're going to see these parts fried, short-circuited, and whatnot. But a battery-powered device, if it's kind of out in the air, if it's not in a sort of proper metallic shed or garage or something like that, it's totally vulnerable. So yes, just because they're battery or gas-powered doesn't mean they can't be harmed as well.
Fascinating. Well, glad you wrote the book and an enjoyable conversation today. Thank you, Anthony.
It was a pleasure. Thanks, Scott. Take care.
Pulse attack, the real story behind the secret weapon that can destroy North America. We're not big on topics to, you know, scare you, alarm you. We don't necessarily do a lot of authors here on the program. But that's a topic that's worth sinking your teeth into. And I can't tell you why, but it's been one that's just fascinated me ever since I first heard about the possibility, read the book 1 second after, and I continue to hear all these possible scenarios. So check it out for your own good. Chris Berg is the host of Point of View. You watch him on KX4 and West Dakota Fox. And every once in a while, I get a chance to go on his show, and we love having him on our show. And saw him yesterday at the North Dakota Broadcasters Association gathering, annual meeting, which was great fun. Shout out to Beth Helfrich, the executive director of our broadcast association, who does a fabulous job for the organization. I've been on that board for a number of years, and I love it. Labor love. Have a good time. Chris, was good to see you and the whole Valley News Live team. How you doing?
Great to see you and Steve and the entire Flag team as well. You did an outstanding job yesterday. Sort of co-hosting, being the MC, if you will, of that event. So it was always fun to be there and hear what's going on.
What is Donald
Trump? By the way,
yes.
Can I just share with you? I thought, I always get this word wrong, but is it Adjutant General Dorman? He was incredible, I thought.
He is an incredible leader. I think the world of him. I think he was a very quiet leader throughout the entire Dakota Access Pipeline protest that folks were, didn't hear from much, but was really out front in the leadership for the troop, you know, for the on the ground efforts of not only the guard but whole emergency management, because he heads up emergency management too. But I agree with you. General Dorman spoke yesterday. Congressman Kevin Cramer spoke. Brad Berry, head coach of the University of North Dakota hockey team, there, and just an all around neat day. Yeah, and I got to say Al Gustin too. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, the whole day was fantastic. I thought it was a pretty good turnout, and just good to see what's happening here with, obviously, the broadcasters across the great state of North Dakota.
Yeah, and, of course, it's such an important thing for you and I have our issues with newsrooms, certainly more so nationwide, but, you know, I do all across the state. There's just, unfortunately, not enough assets are put into television broadcast newsrooms to attract the kind of talent that can deliver a fair, balanced piece of journalism. It's just the state of the industry, and so often you get some folks in there with an ideological bent, or maybe not the time necessary to fact check some things. In the case of the Dakota Access Pipeline, you had a lot of social media that made its way to television news, you know. But set all that aside, broadcasting is like the radio and television industry is like the water utility, the power company. Right? I mean, they're that integral to people getting their information and finding out what's happening. They're a very, very important part of the fabric of North Dakota. So it's definitely, something I'm proud of. And I know you are as a broadcaster, for sure.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Now, the listeners need to throw on their stripes here and referee one, I think, between you and I. I think. So let's start with this. What is Donald Trump doing wrong in your mind?
He's having unforced errors. And what do I mean specifically? What I mean specifically is he goes out Monday night and just, I think, had a pitch-perfect speech in front of our young men and women of the military to the entire nation about, obviously, what the strategy is and what he did there. But I like how he prefaced the conversation with a little bit of, I'll use the word contrition, about Charlottesville and talking about unity. And look, we all know this. If we're Team USA, we're much better, much stronger than if we're the divided states of America. So he goes out and does that Monday night. Outstanding. There was nothing that I saw Monday night on the press, if you will, than mainly glowing remarks about what he said Monday. So no unforced errors there. He gets some good reviews, and all of a sudden Charlottesville seems to be, somewhat in the rearview mirror, if you will. Then he shows up Tuesday in Phoenix and relitigates Charlottesville for I have no idea why. I don't know how him relitigating Charlottesville helps my family or the forgotten man and woman in America right now.
Did he have unforced errors during the campaign for the presidency?
Yeah, I mean, of course, but, you know, he's
Did he go on to win the presidency?
Yes.
So I think, Don, here's why we're different. You see these unforced errors, you want him to eliminate the unforced errors. And we could break down the definition of unforced errors.
Yeah, but wait. Before you go where you're going to go, there's a big distinction.
Well, you know where I'm going?
Yes, I do. Yes,
he knows where I'm going, ladies and gentlemen. He's a mind reader in addition to being a great college journalist.
He even spoke to you on Monday night. He said, look, I said from the campaign trail of Iowa or wherever that we need to get out of Afghanistan ASAP, but here's the reality. The world looks much different behind the desk of the Oval Office. And so the reality is yes, he had unforced errors in the campaign trail, but that's much different than being behind the Oval Office, the desk of the Oval Office, and now you've got to govern every American, not just your base, that he says he can go out and shoot somebody on Park Avenue and they're still going to vote for him.
Yeah, and, you know, there's been parts of me...
Did I read your mind?
There's been parts of me that have said, you know, I wouldn't have pulled the thing out of the pocket and read it. Clearly he intended to do it. He had it. That's why he wanted to go through exactly what he said. I will tell you this. I did what he did 100 times after Charlottesville, okay, in my mind and a few on the radio, to say, why don't they say this? Because that's what he said. They want to pull that out and hit him with it. And the point is, that sort of had moved, that we'd turn the corner, if you will, and you know the media is going to go crazy if it doesn't. So that I think can be fairly called an unforced error. But if what you're saying is an unforced error is Donald Trump going off script, Donald Trump being
no,
Donald Trump,
no, no,
he's got to. The difference between the two events, Monday, I agree with you, couldn't have been better, and the media couldn't say anything bad about it. Okay, they couldn't, honestly. The difference was Tuesday night he had a ginormous crowd there, loud, that loved him, and he feeds off that. He feeds off that, and it causes him to go off script. And I just think that's Donald Trump, and I don't think, no matter what, if the president hadn't pulled that out, if he hadn't done relitigating, as you said, Charlottesville, let's pull something else that bugged the heck out of him. Oh, the punching of the media, right? Let's pull that out. What would they have made fun of him for? Something. It would have been taking on John McCain.
Let's have them make fun about, right, the John McCain or Jeff, you know, Senator Flake, who we understand. I mean, these people are the epitome of the swamp. We want to drain the swamp. Go have the headlines all night and all the next day be about Donald Trump beating up the swamp. That's awesome. Have him beat him up about building the wall and shutting down the government. That's awesome. Just don't have him go beat you up about relitigating Charlottesville.
I don't think the media matters that much more. I think their relevance is, he has effectively just beaten them to a pulp where their numbers continue to go down. They're lower than Congress. They're lower than him. So hang on here. Les in Cooperstown, let's get you in here. What's your take on this?
Well, frankly, I really don't care what Chris Berg or you have to say about Trump. What I want to hear is what the people who voted for him have to say. So, frankly, you're part of the media. I like your shows, but frankly, put people on, the people that voted for Donald Trump, because I'm not quite so sure anybody really cares what the news media, whether it's talk radio or the written, has to say.
Yeah, and I think what we're trying to do is we're the ones that give you voice, Les. You understand that? I mean, every day.
That's right. You are exactly right, Scott. So you know what? Get the people on there that voted for Donald Trump, because I really don't care what the talking heads, and I'm not being derogatory.
You've made that point well. Tell me what you think. You're on. You're a Donald Trump supporter. What do you think?
I think Donald Trump did just fine. I think he's doing just fine, and you bet. I think he needs to talk about Charlottesville. I think he needs to ensure that people understand, and I understand, he's not divided the country. The country was divided by the last president for the last 8 years. And I don't have a problem with him talking about our history. I think.
Thanks, Les. Appreciate it very much. And others welcome as well. Chris and I will finish this after the break on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
For 30 years, Rick in Minot has been a customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. 30 years. Pretty incredible. Tells you what an incredible product they have at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Rick, what makes you so loyal?
They're easy to maintain. The one I have 30 years old, and my family started up a plumbing and heating business, and then they started a pool company that they were doing on the side, putting in pools, and they sold Hot Spring Spas, so that's how I got into buying that one. And I've had it ever since. Now I have it down at the lake cabin, and then I have a newer one at home, which is about 12 years old. That's the Envoy. The one down at the lake is a Sovereign. The one at home, my heater went out in it one winter, and I thought it was partially working. And when the maintenance guy came that next summer to fix it, I never fixed it during the wintertime. I just let it pump run. The thing never got below 40 degrees, and I asked him if the only half the heater was running. He told me I never had any heat in it at all winter long, and it never got below 40 degrees when the pump was running, because I let it run. Any other hot tub would have frozen broke. I would say just the energy savings that you have on it. I mean, the insulation on it, the way they're built is astronomical compared to any other hot tub.
Every day made better. Take it from Rick and all of the satisfied customers of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Saunas, sunrooms, hot tubs, gazebos, pool tables, patio furniture, pools, and swim spas. They've got it all. Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, and online at hotspringnd.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
More with Chris Berg from Point of View, a member of the Swamp Media, and yours truly in just a moment here. Brought to you today by High Plains Apache, not some other sprayer company. They're the sprayer company that everybody's talking about. I love that line. And they are. And they do a great job. And they have that ET Ag on-site retail store, which means what? Spray tips, pumps, hoses, fitting valves, everything you need to fit every brand of sprayer, by the way, not just the Apache sprayer. So they have parts for all brands of sprayers, Banjo fittings, bulk hoses, liquid fertilizer parts. They got them all. The ET Ag Center for all your ag application parts, any make, any model. Mandan, across the road from Bonanza, exit 60 south of Fargo and Frontier. Tell them Scott sent you. Any response to our friend Les, who wants more from Trump supporters, which, by the way, we do it. We do every day, and I know you do a great job of getting feedback on between texts and calls into your little hotline there on Point of View. But do we need to do more of it, do you think?
I don't know. I think he's got a great point. I love hearing from the people of North Dakota and across our great community. So I think he's got a great point about, hey, let's hear from more Trump supporters. I think in my opinion, we also want to hear from those people that are the independents, the ones that are on the line. And is Trump starting to expand his base or not? Because we know he's got his base. As I said just a moment ago on the campaign trail, I said, look, I could go out on Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and they would still vote for me. That's a pretty solid base. They're not going anywhere. The thing is now is how do you begin to expand that base so that you've got even more leverage on your senators and these other people to get things done for the American people. That's what I'm getting at. I just want all of us to have a brighter future and so that my family and my daughter can have a better life. And that's what matters to me.
And that mushy middle is important. You do need to continue to let, you know, and of course, Donald Trump is saying things that should rein them in. He really is. The media is not going to do that. They're going to have to actually hunt long and hard for that. You have, mentioned one particular line with Congressman Kevin Cramer in your interview last night with him that was, doesn't sound like Donald Trump. I bet you'd probably get 100 people in the room say, who said this? And five of them would say Donald Trump. But, I mean, it's beautiful, and I hear it all the time from the guy. It's why I like him, because I know his heart's there, you know, and people just got to look for it. So what was the line again that you used?
So it's fantastic, and I brought this up to Kevin last night. Like, you know, you see him at the American Legion speech yesterday, and what he said, there's no way to poke holes in it. So what does the media do? They can't go blast the guy, and now he's starting to speak to, you know, more Americans, if you will. And he talked about, look, we can no longer judge people by the color of their skin, the size of their bank accounts. He said a few more things, but then he wrapped it up by saying, and I'm quoting him here, this is the spirit we need to overcome our challenges. I want us to overcome our challenges, to pursue our common destiny and have a brighter future for our people. I mean, nobody can refute that. Even the crazies in the media can't refute that. So to me, it's like, look, let's go pound that message, and then at the same point in time, let's move the agenda forward because we need to be doing that.
Minute left for Joe, who's on the road, a Trump supporter. Tell us what you want, what you like, and what you think, Joe.
Well, I think Trump is doing a fantastic job. I think he's a breath of fresh air for the conservative-minded people. He says it like it is, and a lot of people aren't used to that. They're used to the touchy-feely environment that the Obama administration stuck on everybody. And I'm really disappointed in our Republican Party for not standing up and supporting the guy. I don't know what their agenda is, but I think if they're not ready to move and make a change in this great country of ours, they need to be voted out. It doesn't have to take 30 years to get something put in and benefit the American people. And I think it's absolutely hideous what the press is doing. And they should be held accountable for a lot of the riots and the, like, our gavel that you were talking about earlier, or like Charlottesville. They should be held accountable because they're inciting riots by their lack of efficient and accurate reporting.
That's Joe, yeah, great stuff. Appreciate that very much. I hope you call again so we can continue this conversation. I know that Kellyanne Conway today tweeted out something about Heidi Heitkamp and that they're watching this race. I think the answer to Joe's prayer is Republicans that have the stomach to go in there and fight with Donald Trump. And somebody else earlier brought that up, getting more people there to do that. So we got to roll, Chris. I'm up against the clock, unfortunately. But give me your best 10 seconds on Joe and say goodbye.
Joe nailed it, and that's what I think we need to look at. Senator Mitch McConnell now is running ads against Kelly Ward, who said, I will stand with Donald Trump. And you got Mitch McConnell, the swamp, you know, connoisseur, running ads against her for Jeff Flake. That makes no sense to me.
It doesn't. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you. God bless.
Yeah, I got to chat with Jim, the flagpole guy. Everybody wants to chat today, Jim. We just don't have enough time. What we need is more flags and less talk. Yeah, I think we need more flags. Can you help me out there, Jim?
Hey, talk about common sense. The only common sense thing to do, Scott, is to, if you believe in the American dream, if you believe in American patriotism, if you know somebody that gave their life or friends or family, the only common sense thing to do is to display that through the American display, through the American colors. And I, Jim, at ndflagpoleguy.com can help you with that, because the American project for the last 240 years is the best project for hope and freedom, and I can help you with that. We have the best quality, I leave my comfy home and my comfy bed with my comfy wife to come to your hometown, stay in a motel, eat out a gas station, dig your hole, do a really nice job, handle everything, and when if something goes wrong, I'm coming back, or I'm
no, it's a great product. It's a great product, great guy, and you know, plenty of people have done this, so they can tell you that story for sure. And the hair's standing up on the back of my neck, my friend, because you are the best. ndflagpoleguy.com or call them at 701-571-FLAG.
The addition of the Dakota Access Pipeline has prompted a seismic shift of oil by pipeline versus rail. Len Helms, the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, explains.
We saw the market share for crude by rail drop 20%. So it was a huge market share shift from roughly 51% of our crude oil being shipped by pipeline to now 70%. The actual volumes being moved by rail estimated have gone from 300,000 barrels a day over the recent months, probably the last year or so, have dropped now to less than 100,000 barrels a day, down in somewhere around 80,000 to 90,000 barrels a day moving by rail. And so it's going to really impact our rail crude shipping facilities. So it does create some opportunity for people that want to move natural gas liquids or maybe get into the liquefied natural gas business. There's going to be some infrastructure available that they could retool to ship those products.
Len Helms joins us on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.